You caught the connection, the first reading, talking about how our Lord, the early Christian community, where they were going after just Jews only first, and then quickly they were going after the non-Jews, and it was kind of a strange thing to see the Holy Spirit working amongst the non-Jews. And then you read the psalm, and it's like, well, this was already promised that this would happen. All nations shall bless the Lord. Philistia, Tyre, Ethiopia will call Jerusalem their home. It's just beautiful to see the early community realizing that and the Holy Spirit confirming that. And we celebrate today this feast of St. Athanasius. He was this big defender of the faith against one of the very early heresies and struggles of, like, this Jesus figure. Was he just man? Was he God? Was he both? And if he was both, how was he both? Just by appearance? Not really. Substantially? Not substantially? Consubstantially? How does that work? So that's where we get that word, by the way. The Nicene Creed, St. Athanasius helped promote this word of consubstantial to help us kind of at least get our minds around. He's truly God from God, light from light, true God from true God. But I struggle with that because we have a Savior, a God who is near us, like us. And when we stand before Him, unlike Him in our unworthiness, we might be tempted to run away from Him, to be afraid of Him. And yet, He has truly taken on our flesh. He's truly become, He who is God, truly become our brother, one like us. And St. Peter Chrysologus wrote this little text that was the reading today for priests in the Office of Readings. And I'll just share with you, because I thought it was very touching. He says, he quotes St. Paul, "I appeal to you by the mercy of God." Paul makes a request, or rather, God makes it through Paul, because God wants to be loved rather than feared. God makes a request because He does not want to be so much of the Lord as a Father. God makes a request in His mercy rather than punish in His severity. Listen to what the Lord asks. "You see in me your body, your limbs, your organs, your bones, your blood. If you are afraid of what belongs to God, the all-powerful, majestic, why do you not love what is your own? If you would run away from your Lord, why do you run away from your kinsman? Why not run back to one who is your kinsman? Perhaps you are ashamed because of the greatness of the suffering which you inflicted on me. Do not be afraid. This cross is not mine, it is the sting of death. These nails do not pierce me so much with pain, they pierce me more deeply with love of you. These wounds do not draw groans from me, rather they draw you into my heart. The stretching out of my body makes room for you in my heart. It does not increase my pain. My blood is not lost to me, it is paid in advance for your ransom. Come then, come back to me, and come to know me as Father. For see, I return good for evil, love for injuries, and for deep wounds, a deeper love." So we simply ask the Holy Spirit to help us appreciate the mystery of our Savior, our God, who has become one like us, so much like us, that nothing would keep us from Him. Amen. Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.